USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Social distancing seems to be working in the fight against COVID-19 in the United States, though health officials say there is still a ways to go. Initial federal government task force models estimated the disease could claim more than 200,000 American lives. And that was with strict social distancing guidelines. Now they're predicting it could be as low as in the tens of thousands, sad as that is. Yesterday at the White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing, Dr. Anthony Fauci said social distancing has to be complied with until further notice.
Everybody is almost certainly as susceptible as anybody else to getting infected. It's what happens to you after you get infected. And again, to just keep emphasizing, we need to keep mitigating.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Just announced, John Mellencamp, Neil Young, and Dave Matthews will be joining Willie Nelson for a streaming Farm Aid concert this upcoming Saturday. The stars will be performing from their homes for the digital concert, which will then raise funds and awareness for farmers being impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying the federal government has enough money for small businesses hit by the pandemic, telling CNBC yesterday he's confident Congress will release additional funding on top of the original $350 billion already being distributed. Mnuchin assuring small business owners that if they don't get a loan this week, they will get a loan very soon. Fewer Americans, though, are backing the president's job with the economy. A new poll for CNN shows 48% of respondents approve of how the president's handling the economy, which is down 6 points from last month. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The much-awaited stimulus cash will begin flooding into millions of bank accounts next week with the first wave of payouts to shore up the nation's wallets. But even before that money arrives, Congress is talking about another small business stimulus. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Congress is racing to approve more money for small businesses, a sign that the last relief package was not enough to address the ballooning health and economic crisis. Regarding a Phase 4, Republican Senator from Wyoming John Barrasso tells Fox News we may want to pump the brakes just a little bit.
First, we have to make sure that this last bill, the CARES Act, actually works to get relief to the people that need it, which is just about everybody in America, to make sure that the health care providers get what they need, and to make sure that our small businesses are able to get these loans. We put out about 17,000 loans already, about $5 billion, but there's $350 billion in this project. With regard to a fourth package, I believe that there will be one, but I have to tell you, Sandra, there is just no way that Nancy Pelosi can once again bring to that her list of liberal leftist approaches of the Green New Deal and election reform, things she's talking about diversity of corporate boards. This is a crisis that our country is facing. Anything in this fourth package has to make sure that we have fulfilled the needs that we promised would be met through the third package.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.